Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Chicago, bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Joe Barker's our guest, our good friend, longtime Breakfast member, joebarker.com. Also, starthrower.com if you want to find his films. He's not only an outstanding futurist and author, but he's also an absolutely world-class filmmaker. And so check that out, and you'll be glad you did, I promise. Joel, thanks again for being here. A couple of quick things as we wrap up here.
Yep.
Brain-invading parasite. Say it ain't so. This sounds like a horror movie.
I'm telling you, it is. And the thing that is, you know, one of the things about the future is it's not all good stuff. There's some threats out there, too, and this is one of these threats. It's called rat lungworm. I mean, can you think of a worse
disease?
Rat lungworm? And what it is it's nematodes, which are teeny little worms, and they live...
They live in grass, don't they?
Let me tell you, they live in the slime of slugs and snails.
Oh, boy.
And the problem with them is this is why it's so scary. It's in Hawaii right now. They've had 6 cases in the last couple of months, which is way more than they've ever had before. And the concern is that the slugs walk or move across local produce.
Oh.
And in that slime are the nematodes, which wait until they end up someplace like in your stomach.
Right.
And so you don't know when you're picking your produce if the snails have gone across them or the slugs have gone across them, or if a rat has.
So don't eat the grape at the grocery store before you've washed it to see if the grapes are sweet or not.
Well, I'm telling you, it is the dilemma.
Not that I've ever done that or anything.
Right. It's one of these. I want to avoid it at all costs because there's no treatment for it. It goes to your brain,
and
it causes everything from mild irritation to fatality.
Wow!
So this is, and by the way, the health people say we think it's driven partially by the temperature going up because it showed up in
there it is. I wondered how long it's going to take to get back around to climate change.
Yeah, well, climate change is a big deal. That's what it comes down to.
Okay, all right. I was thinking maybe it wouldn't take too long to get back to that.
Something to be really concerned about, and we need big time vaccination research and treatment research on this because this could really cause problems.
I was reading about in grasses. I'm putting a new lawn down. I was reading about the nematodes in grasses. Good nematodes and bad nematodes.
Yep, that's right. There are,
and they're in the grass.
Yep.
So you have to be careful about that. All right, so let's move over to smart drugs. What's that all about?
Well, that one, this is one of these that's good and bad. You know, it's good news. We are finding drugs that make people smarter, literally. They can concentrate better. They can cognate better. They can remember better. And these drugs are, some of them are natural things. And rather than go through all the names of the drugs, just you're going to have this specific site.
Something you have to take on a regular basis?
Yeah,
or?
If you want to be smart, you take it. And then
so
it
every day you have to
take it,
so to speak.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What does it do? How does it work?
Well, it makes your brain cells work better. It makes the synapses work better. But this is the way a futurist thinks. Number one, it changes the whole meaning of competition for jobs.
Right.
If you're not taking the smart drug and somebody is, they have an advantage over
you. So it's 5-hour energy on steroids, right?
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it. Okay, here's the number two thing. If it really works well, what do you think is going to happen to the cost?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be just like that guy who jacked up the drug 600 times because it's good for you, right?
Right.
So all of a sudden, if the cost gets in there, who can afford it?
But then when the price comes down because of competition, then if everybody has it, then no one's smarter.
Exactly right, and that's the third thing. Does it become the new normal
so
that everybody is taking a smart drug rather than just living with what you got?
And then 5 years later, we find out that there's this horrible side effect that's going to kill everybody.
Well, this is right. You took the words right out of my mouth because I was going to say, we really need to understand the the physiological side effects, but also the psychological side
effects. Well, obviously, if you're a radio talk show host, you're already as smart as you need to be. So
exactly
I can save a fortune on the drugs myself.
Yeah.
And you're the world's great, one of the greatest futurists of our time. So obviously, you don't need it either, Joel. So,
well,
right?
maybe for competition's sake, I'll need it.
And we're not getting any younger either, are we, Joel?
No, that's right. So we might need it for that.
I'm not going to say I've lost a step in my old age, but some people have suggested that. I'll put it that way.
Right.
Hey, Joel, go ahead. Finish.
I was just going to say it's something to think about.
Yep. Very interesting. Hey, Joel, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
My pleasure.
Oh, by the way, is that medicine available now? Can I get it now?
One of them is called coffee.
Okay. There you go. Hey, Joel, good job. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Joel joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.